Indian Summer, written by Marcia Willett and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. His expression is tender now, almost humble, and she feels her own power over him, which is rather gratifying and exciting. "I will try," she says. "I'll talk to Camilla and see if we can have some time on our own together. It's just that it's all happened so quickly." "Of course," he says, sitting back. He stares around calmly, easily. "Time for another coffee?" Emma glances at her watch. "A very quick one. Then I must go home to feed Dora, and Camilla has invited us to lunch." Emma can't quite decide why the thought of Camilla looking after Joe and making lunch for them is such a comforting one. She watches Marcus go to order the coffee, takes another look to make sure there's nobody she knows, though that's very unlikely here in Totnes. And anyway, Rob and Marcus are friends. It's not that amazing that she and Marcus might be having coffee together, and Dora is an excellent chaperone. She tries to capture that earlier warm glow of light-hearted excitement, but Naomi's cool common sense has made it seem rather silly, cheap even. Marcus comes back towards her. He is lean and tough and sexy, and her gut still behaves oddly at the sight of him. He sits down, smiling and friendly, no stress. He begins to tell her about some incident in Norway, which makes her laugh. Things are easy between them again, and she relaxes, and it's good. It is not until Emma begins to collect her things together that she sees Joe's spoon. It is crushed and twisted almost in half. Somehow the sight of it is shocking, frightening. She glances quickly at Marcus, but he is occupied, shrugging himself into his jacket, and she takes the spoon and drops it into her bag.